This week on StoryCorps Atlanta, we're doing something just a little bit different for Black History Month. We're reaching back in our archives for a story from our 2007 StoryCorps GRIOT initiative. Today, we'll hear three sisters share their memories about a black tie affair that one of them wanted to attend. Here, Gloria Ann Jackson recalls asking her sister Hazel for a very big favor.
Tell us when Hazel was the babysitter of Dr. King's family. And you, where was that?
Oh, yes, that's right. And I wanted to go to this affair so bad, and I needed an escort. So I asked your husband, and he carried me to this affair. It was at the Palladium Club. I never will forget it. At the door, they held us back because Marvin did not have on a tuxedo.
They turned you away?
They turned us away. He had on just a regular suit. He did not have on a tuxedo. And I mean, I really wanted to go to this affair so bad. I mean, it was just like the Academy Award, okay. You know, all of a sudden, beautiful long dresses. And so I said, Marvin, I said, what can we do? That we were standing on the outside. I said, Marvin, oh my goodness, what can we do? I says, didn't you see it on the invitation that it was a black tie? And he said, well, I didn't have a black tie. So I thought and I thought, I did like the thinking man. I thought and I thought. Mm-hmm. I said, my sister Hazel is working over to Martin Luther King Jr. house. And I said, I know he has a tuxedo. So I said, let's go over there and see, can we get a tuxedo? I said, I don't think he's in town. So I got, I called Hazel. I said, Hazel, I said, me and Marvin is on the way over there. I said, we got to get a tuxedo tonight. She said, where am I get it from? I said, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has one. And she said, I cannot let you borrow his clothes. I said, Hazel, we got to have it. I said, I will get it back to you. So we go over to Dr. Martin Luther King House on Sunset Avenue. Mm-hmm. I never will forget it. And Hazel let us in, and she was just a fussing. I don't know why you're doing this. You know I can't do this.
Oh,
I said,
goodness.
But I got to get this tuxedo. And so she said, well, get in here in the bathroom, Marvin, and change clothes. I'll let you wear it, but you better bring it back.
Bring it back.
Boy, I tell
so
you.
He changed clothes, and so we hurriedly back over to the Palladium, and they let us in. And so after the dance was over, we hurriedly back over there, and he took the tuxedo off and left it. And to this day, Martin Luther King Jr. never did know
that
we borrowed his. But he wore Martin Luther King Jr. tuxedo.
So you owe him a rental fee.